today's majlis, I'm going to give you the gist of what I read from one of the majalis of Hazrat Shah Wasilullah Rahmatullah Alayh. Very beautiful majlis. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial, inshaAllah. Hazrat quotes the riwayat of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, in which he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ra'a nukhama fi qiblatil majlis. He saw some flame, saliva, in the qibla of the masjid. Fataghayyaza. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam got angry ala ahli al-masjid, upon the people of that masjid. وَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَبِلَ أَقَبِلُ أَحَدِكُمْ. Allah is in front of you. أَوْ قَالَ لَا يَتَنَخَّ عَنَّا. Do not spit towards the Qibla. ثُمَّ نَزَلَ. Then Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام descended. نَحَتَهَا بِيَدِهِ. And he cleaned it with his own Mubarak hands. Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Alayhi is bringing in this hadith to prove something. And then under the hadith, before he makes his point, he brings the tashri' from Fathul Bari Sanaji under this hadith. They say, فَفِيهِ جَوَازُ مُعَاتَبَةِ الْمَجْمُوعِ عَلَى الْأَمْرِ يُنْكَرْ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْعَمَلُ صَدْرَ مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ لأجل التحذير من معاودة ذلك. Now, how many people were spitting towards the Qibla? One person. One person he spat towards the Qibla. And Nabi alayhi salam is getting angry with all the people of the masjid. Not with one person. He's getting angry with everyone. So that is also sabit from the hadith, anger. That there were times when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry. All anger is not mazmoom. All anger is not bad. Certain anger, when people are doing wrong, then we have to make islah. So one student asked me, but isn't an ustad sufficient? Why we need sheikh? So the ustad is not sufficient, because the ustad will just give you ta'lim, kalas. Then who's going to make your tarbiyat? Who's going to make sure that you are making amal on the ta'lim? The ustad will come and give his dars, he'll go home, kalas. But the murabbi, Nabi alayhi salam was not only a mu'allim, he was also a murabbi. He taught the sahaba and then he trained the sahaba. So when somebody spat towards the qibla, he got very angry. Why did he get angry? Why didn't somebody stop him from spitting? Obviously, if he spat there, the others could have saw him, he was spitting there. Why nobody stopped him? Why did they keep quiet? Why nobody rebuked him? Why nobody cleaned it after he messed? Why didn't he clean it after he messed? Or why did somebody else clean it after he messed? That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became angry. So he was not only a muallim, he was also murabbi. If a person is only muallim, he's not kamyab. He's nakam. Not good enough. He must also make tarbiyat also. Make islah also. And sometimes for islah, you must get angry also. You can't only be kind. Sometimes you need to be cruel to be kind. You have to shout also to make islah. فَتَغَيَّظَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He became angry. And the Quran Sharif also speaks about if one person doing it and Allah blames everybody. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا. Hazrat gives two examples. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا. Now who is talking to Qataltum, to the Jews in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But this waqiyah never take place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This waqiyah took place in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In the same way, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. When we took a pledge with you and we brought the mountain on tour on top of you. Now the khitab is to the Jews of Medina. But they were not there when this occasion happened. This happened in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the khitab is am. The khitab is for everyone. Whether they were there or whether they were not there. So when the rebuke comes, when the scolding comes, then the scolding is not only confined to the person who committed the crime. The scolding is for everyone. The islah is for everyone. And that is the tradition of Allah Ta'ala. And that was also the tradition of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But the ajeeb thing is, when he made islah of the person that spat towards the Qibla, he did not take his name and denigrate him. You see, he never do that. He mentioned it umumi torpa. So I remember when we were in the sohbat of Hazrat Muhammad Sulla rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat used to talk about evil and all that. You know, it was like as if Hazrat is talking to me. As if Hazrat came to know I'm doing this guna and Hazrat is addressing me. It felt like that. But he would never take a name. You speak arm. You speak arm. But the person who's involved, he knows. Hazrat is telling me. But he won't take name. Now some mashayikh, they have to take names because those are muqtada people leading people astray. So then to save the awam, then they have to take names. They have no options left to say that this alim is astray, don't follow him. Or this alim is taking people to Jahannam, don't follow him. This alim is following a part of dalala, don't follow him. They have to take names, otherwise how the awam is going to know? The awam can't make no tamiz. Awam can't make no distinction. So that's a different situation. But generally amongst the sheikh and the murids, understand that we don't take names. We make islah, and it must be done in an umumi fashion. And that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this we can deduce that mashayikh also make islah of the murids, and they make ghussah. Hazrat gives one example of Shah Abdul Quddus Gangohi rahmatullahi. Right. He was living in Shahpur mein rehte the wo. Shah Abdul Quddus Gangohi, he had one murid. That murid gave him dawat. And he had a faqirana andaz. He was like a faqir. Like a poor person, Shah Abdul Quddus. So when he went for the dawat, there were rich people there, there were poor people there. There were rich people and poor people. So now he went and sat with all the poor people. And it was a big majma. So now the murid said that while he was busy serving everybody, he never noticed that the sheikh is also sitting here in the majma of all the poor people. And he paid no attention to him. So then he got angry. He stood up and said, I've come to his house and he never even look at me. He never even make my ikram. Nothing. And I'm his sheikh. What kind of murid that is? So making islah. Got angry, he stood up and he left. Then when he left, the other murids left with him. He says, if our sheikh can't sit, how can we sit? So they all went. They make islah. Now when that whole place went like that, that person, mezban, the murid, he got a shock of his life. Then he decided, if the sheikh left, the other murids left, how can I stay? I'll also go also. So he also left. And then he went and he made proper tawbah. And after that, he got a lot of this thing from his sheikh, face from his sheikh after that. So sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. How are you going to teach the people if they're not listening? You have to show anger. And anger not for yourself, because Allah's laws are being broken. If Allah's laws are being broken, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't make bardasht of that. He couldn't take it. If Allah's laws, somebody told him on a personal level, told him things against his own self, that he will make bardash of that. But if Allah's laws are being trampled upon, he would never tolerate it. There was no chance he was going to tolerate it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no chance he was going to tolerate it. Then my Hazrat said, even the Sahaba too used to get angry. We know that one riwayat, that one Sahabi narrated the hadith that the women mustn't be stopped from the masjid. Then his son told him that no, the halat have changed now. We wouldn't allow women to come to the masjid. So he got so angry. And he said that, I'm telling you a hadith and you are telling me something else. And he got so angry and he never talked to him for the rest of his life. Now I'm not telling you it's allowed for women to go to the masjid. I'm not talking about that masala. The muftis have passed a fatwa on that. So don't take the wrong meaning. They are advocating for women to, I'm giving the point that the Sahabi got angry. Sahabi got angry. So from this we can see that you get good anger and you get bad anger. Bad anger, that is uncontrollable anger. Where you don't stay within the confine of the Sharia. We don't stay within the hudud. You start swearing. Then you start hitting. They say when the wood fails and the fist follows. Then you start hitting the person, you kicking him and swearing him. That is not, that is uncontrollable anger. That one we don't condone. But at least verbally say something. Something is wrong, contradictory to Sharia. Then don't be a dumb shaitan and keep quiet. Stop it. Don't close the eyes. And ajib baat hai, from that hadith, Hazrat makes istidlal, that there's two types of ta'lim. One is ta'lim qawli and the other one is ta'lim fi'li. Ta'lim qawli and ta'lim fi'li. One is you tell a person verbally, you teach him. And one is you do an action so he can see you. Now when that phlegm was in the, when that saliva was in the masjid, the wall of the masjid, Nabi alayhi salam could have instructed any sahabi to go and remove it. He never tell any sahabi to remove it. He went himself. Allahu Akbar. He cleaned it with his own hands. Now tell me, how effective that ta'aleem will be on the sahaba to see Nabi alayhi salam cleaning with the rag or whatever somebody else's saliva from the wall of the masjid. And then how much of ihtiram must have went into their hearts now for the azmat of the masjid just by seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cleaning it with his own hands. That is why you get two types of ta'aleem, ta'aleem qawli and ta'aleem fi'li. The ta'aleem fi'li is more muasir, more effective. Hazrat gives a ajeeb waqiyah. He says, one day one kafir came as a mehman by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ate too much that night. So he made pakhana in the bed. Made number two inside the bed. And he was so ashamed, next morning, he just left the bed and he ran away. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. He saw bed was messed. He started cleaning it with his own hands. The mess with his own hands. It so happened that that kafir came back for something. And then he saw Nabi alayhi salam cleaning his mess. Then he helped to clean up the mess. And he felt ajib kafiyat in his heart. And he accepted Islam straight away. See, ta'aleem qawli. Ta'aleem fi'li. So we can't only give ta'aleem qawlan, also fi'lan also. Like giving ta'aleem fi'lan, that's more muasir. And that is the what we can extract from this hadith. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ghussa wasn't a normal ghussa. When he used to get angry, his mubarak countenance used to become red. And the sahaba described it like somebody took the pomegranate and squeezed it on his cheeks. That's how angry he used to get. So one day Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was reading from the Tawrat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his whole face is getting red. Red. And Hazrat Abu Bakr can watch him. Hazrat Abu Bakr turned to Hazrat Umar and said, Sakalat ka sawakil. Gum karne waliya tumhe gum kar de. Can't you see what's happening to him?
You're reading from the Torah. The Torah is finished now. It's mansukh al-tilawa. You can't read from Torah anymore. You can't read from the Bible anymore. You can't read it. Those kitabs are finished. They're gone. It's not their turn now. It's mansukh al-tilawa, mansukh al-hukam. You can't follow the laws from the Torah. You can't even make tilawat of it. Immediately a man like Hazrat Umar, Jalilul Qadr Sahabi, immediately he says, رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Immediately he says, رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Because the thief Rasulullah صلى الله. How are you reading from that? I got my Quran. Why are you not reading from this Quran? This was revealed to me. This is my Quran. It's the final constitution to mankind. Why are you not reading from this kitab? This is not mansukh. This is the nasikh. This tilawat we must make. That tilawat you can't make. That's finished now. The Shariat is finished. Those laws of the Shariat don't apply anymore. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is not alive. He's left this world now. So his Shariat is finished now. Now it's my Shariat. Now imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his presence now reading from the Torah. His whole face complexion is changing. So much so that his whole face got red. And the Sahaba Hazrat said that when Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to get red, I will get angry. Then he should keep on repeating one thing over and over. You see, he's angry now about something. So then he starts repeating things over and over. And Sahaba should say, Laytahu sakat. He's repeating so much, if he rather keep quiet, it's better. So that was a sign that he was angry. He'd get red in his face. And he used to repeat things one way, one after the other. That's why. That is why. Some anger that's for Allah Ta'ala, for upliftment of Sharia, is very important. But this is the point that ulama-i kiram must listen to very carefully. On this occasion, when they spat in the masjid, he got very angry. Another occasion, one Arabi came, Bedouin. Right? Now, Bedouin fellow, he's living in the Dehat. There's nobody trained him there, made his tarbiyat. He doesn't know anything. So he took out his ala and he made peshab in the masjid. Now while making peshab in the masjid, now sahaba want to stop him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't stop him. Leave him. Because just now you stop him, he's going to start running and every drip that drops off the urine is going to go all over. Rather let him mess one place. That's more better. Or if you stop him, he may get some sickness. So leave him, let him finish. After he finished, he told Sahaba, pour the water. And Hazrat said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he poured the water himself. Allah knows. Then after that, he called him and told him, see, this masjid, he was very soft with him. He was very kind to him. He never shouted, nothing. He told him, masjid for salah, for zikr, it's not for this year. Never shouted, very soft to him. Right? The Sahajan, after he says, Ma kaharani wala kaharani. He didn't become angry with me, neither did he rebuke me. Arabi is saying, Bedouin. He never got angry. He never got angry and he never even rebuked me. He just told, don't do like this again. So why the difference? That side he got angry and this side no anger. This side is kind. He's soft. What's the difference? Why the difference? Because that side was Sahaba who stayed long time with him. They tarbiyat yafta. They stayed under his tarbiyat, his nurturing. And then if they slip up for small, small things, he won't leave them. He'll become angry. So long I'm staying, you're staying with me, you can't even get this right. You can't get that right. I'm training you so much, you're not even listening. He gets very angry. But if a newcomer comes, first time he's coming. So you want to make his Islam also, and you don't want to chase him away. So if he stays longer, he'll benefit. If you use force on him first day, he'll run away. But if you slowly make his tarbiyat over some time, he will benefit by staying there. He'll listen, he'll understand his mistakes, what he's doing. You keep on pointing out his mistakes. Ustad can't only come sit, teach sabak and go home. He must point out the mistakes for each and every student. This is what you're doing wrong. This will fix this up.
So that when he comes out from the madrasa, not only his ta'aleem has taken place, his tarbiyat also has taken place. Sahaba ikram, not only their ta'aleem was made, but their tarbiyat was also made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So mashayikh are following in the same footsteps, naqsha qadam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is when it comes to tabligh and amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. You can't use the same stick for everyone. Different approach for different people. And that comes through experience. And that comes through sohbat e mashayikh. That's when you understand. Otherwise, if you can't understand when to be harsh and when to be soft, there will be no benefit. There will be more harm than benefit. There will be more harm than benefit. That is why tarbiyat is so important nowadays. And it's done over time. That's why first year students and all that, they go easy, we go easy with them. Because there is newcomers here. But you came into Mishkat, and you in Bukhari, and you doing like this, and you doing like that. That's not going to be, you stayed so long with us now. Why are you not benefiting? Why are you still behaving like a first year student? See, now we're going to be more harsher. Tone will get more harsher. There will be rebuke also. There will be punishment also. You are in the big kitabs now. You don't have maturity. You don't have aqal. You don't have desire to learn. You don't want tarbiyat. Your tarbiyat to be made. Do you want to remain like how you came? You came like a cow. You're going to go like a cow. No. That is where our weakness lies. So we must come for ta'aleem also and pay attention on tarbiyat as well. So when we go from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us ba'alim, give us ilm and nafi, that we're making amal, and also our akhlaq is buland, our akhlaq is high, all our basics is right. So we're respecting our elders, we're showing love to our youngsters. So from this we can deduce that anger, all forms of anger is not bad. You get good forms of anger also. And if the anger is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something else. In conclusion, you know, I stayed in the sohbat of Muhammad Sulla Khan. And I benefited tremendously from him. I was a young boy, so I was just watching everything, like, you know. I never saw Hazrat I've never seen Hazrat angry, not once. Except only on one occasion. I saw Hazrat angry. Muhammad Sulla Khan. So you know, Hazrat, towards the latter part of his life, unfortunately, there were some people that were stopping others to go to his majlis for certain reasons. I won't go into the details. Say, don't go by him, his majlis. So I was sitting there, and that information reached Hazrat Muhammad Sulla Khan. And so happened that day I was alone in the majlis khana, and Hazrat was sitting there. I saw him getting so angry. He said, these are the same people that when they come here, they hug me and they kiss me. They are the same people. Kya yahan par taaleem nahi hoti hai kya? Is there no taaleem taking place here? And then there was a clock there in the majlis khana. He said, yahan par hum khushu khudu nahi sikhate hai. Do we not teach khushu and khudu? How you must read namaz with khushu and khudu. Why are the people stopping people to come to my madrasa? He got very, very angry. Wo ek wahid occasion, waqia, maine Hazrat ko ghusse mein dekha. And his face was gone red. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Face was gone red. So you get people like that. They interfere with the Ahlullah also. They don't leave them alone also. You see? Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah Alayhi also in this majlis, he was talking about his watan, how people were troubling him there. And how he used to get angry, and people will blame him for getting angry. So that's when he brought this majlis. To show that it's sabit from hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there are occasions when you have to get angry. You can't remain timid all the time. You can't remain calm all the time. Sometimes you need to get angry. Now when we get angry, if somebody broke something, we get angry. If somebody, understand that at home, but he never do something, then you got angry with that. But if he never read namaz, there's no anger for that. If he spoke bluntly to his mother, then there's no anger for that. If he's breaking Allah Ta'ala's laws, then there's no anger for that. Anger for the wrong things. If he failed in the exam, then the whole world collapsed. You would swear him and shout him and hit him. Savaibaji, he failed in the exam. Right? As if the world has come to an end. But do we even get angry one day that this person reading namaz, not reading namaz? So I remember Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali one day, one family member was not reading namaz. And then Maulana was telling him a few times, read namaz. Not. One day Maulana got so angry, he chased him around the house. Maulana chased him. And he was running for his life. Because why is not going for salah? You see? So sometimes you have to become angry. So that aadmi ki samajh mein baat aa jaye. So a person can understand. Normal circumstances, he won't understand. But if you put him under some pressure, he is going to understand. But he'll become more focused to what you are saying. He'll pay more attention to what you are saying. So that is why this is a very, very ajeeb and baligh majlis of Hazrat Shah Wasimullah Rahmatullah Ali. It is very deep and far-reaching. But nevertheless, anger for the sake of Allah Ta'ala is also very beneficial. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we mustn't misconstrue it to think if somebody is angry with us, it's on a personal level. It can never be on a personal level. It is for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal and to also respect the laws of Allah Ta'ala, adhere to the laws of Allah Ta'ala and make ihya of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And when the laws of Allah are being broken, then we can become dumb shayateen and close our eyes and let it continue. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala save us from that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.